And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. The past weeks have been difficult enough for the Nobles of Rosehaven, Long Island, but the last few days have been worse than anything Mary could have imagined, particularly when her unwelcome house guest, Claudia Vincent, said in front of Larry,
"I do think you're the most wonderfully lucky woman to have such a devoted husband, darling. Do you know, Larry was absolutely frantic all the time you were away, until he finally called Rupert Barlow's house and found you just left there. Talk about a woman's curiosity."
At these words, Mary and Larry exchanged glances but said nothing. However, it created a strained silence. And now this evening, Mary's having dinner in a midtown New York restaurant with Tom Bryson, playwright and close family friend. And we hear...
"Why, you're hardly eating a thing, Matt. Shall I order you something else?"
"Oh, no, Tom, certainly not. Oh, it's just that I'm talking so much.
Oh.
Seems to me that we haven't seen you in ages."
"That's right."
"Oh, I do think it's mean of you to stay away such a long time without even calling us or coming out to the house."
"Well, if I had come out to Rosehaven, just where would you put me? Now that my special room under the eaves is being occupied by this fabulous Claudia Vincent."
"Well, we'd have found someplace. There's another bed in Larry Jr.'s room, you know."
"All right, I mean. But just tell me how long this remarkable woman plans to stay with you and Larry."
"I don't know, Tom. I haven't the least idea. It's gotten to the point where I can't mention it to Larry."
"Why not?"
"He's very touchy on the subject. You could have knocked me over with a feather that day over at Rupert Barlow's place when Larry invited Claudia to come back to our house."
"Rather an impulsive act, I'd say. Just what is this woman's particular fascination?"
"Oh, she's very attractive, Tom. I can't possibly deny that. And she puts herself out to be charming when Larry's around."
"And to you?"
She's pleasant enough. But she knows that I don't like her staying with us. It makes it awkward, particularly where Rupert Barlow is concerned."
"Oh. Hard to know which of those two is the more to blame."
"Well, personally, I don't think Claudia is telling the truth."
"And Rupert is?"
"Well, look at it this way, Tom. Rupert Barlow is fabulously rich. It doesn't seem likely that he'd stoop to anything as mean or small as stealing Claudia Vincent's inheritance. Why should he? It just doesn't make sense to me."
"Well, then you think she's making this up just for a squeeze play?"
"I can't figure it any other way."
"But of course Larry doesn't agree."
"Oh, no. He's convinced that Claudia is telling the truth and that Rupert is a double-crossing villain."
"Oh.
It isn't very pleasant right now when Rupert still holds the deed to our house and Larry's insurance papers."
"Oh, yes. What about that little deal, Mary? How do you think it'll come out?"
"I spoke to Rupert about it straight out, Tom."
"Yeah, well?"
"He told me that I didn't have the facts quite straight, but that he'd return our securities to me any time I want them."
"Well, how about right then? What made you hesitate?"
"I don't know, but suppose Rupert told Larry that it would take longer than just a few weeks for this mysterious deal to work out. Then I shouldn't make him return our papers now."
"Well, why not, if he's offered to?"
"Wouldn't that mean that Rupert might have to take a big personal loss on our account?"
"Oh, it wouldn't hurt him materially. You just finished telling me that he's fabulously rich."
"But, Tom, that wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't be ethical."
"If I were in your position, honey, I'd get those papers back and then worry about the rest of it."
"Oh, I wish I knew what to do. Harry's going to be perfectly furious with me for interfering in his business deal with Rupert."
"I see what you mean. But at the same time, why does he want to infuriate Rupert by taking Claudia's part?"
"That's just it. If only he'd stay out of that. But Larry believes she's been through so much. He thinks she ought to have someone to look after her."
"All right, all right. But why does it have to be you?" "Oh, I just don't understand, Larry. After what you told me about Claudia taking two pot shots at Rupert with a revolver, I'd say she wouldn't make the ideal house guest."
"Claudia has Larry convinced that she didn't intend to harm Rupert. She was only trying to scare him into paying her what she claims he owes her."
"Well, I'm sure I don't know what the answer is. But I'm inclined to agree with you, Mary. This Claudia Vincent looks like poison to me. But remember, I don't have much use for your charming Mr. Rupert Barlow, either."
"Rupert is all right, Tom. He's actually very sweet."
"Uh-huh.
I want you to meet Claudia. She'll be back at the theater right after the performance, if not before. And maybe we could all go out for coffee or something."
"Yeah, all right with me. Well, I suppose I should have included her in my invitation when I asked you out tonight, but... Well, there was so much I wanted to catch up on, and... just didn't want anyone else along.
I'm glad it was just us, Tom. It's been so nice.
Just perfect for me. Wonder if Larry was so pleased at the idea.
But he couldn't come along. He had that press party to go to.
Yeah, I know. It worked out very well. I've told you before that my idea of heaven would be to spend the rest of my life with you. Preferably on a desert island.
Oh, Tom Bryson, what a horrible idea.
No, no, no. That's not very nice when I pay you a very fine compliment.
Well, I think it's high time we left here. Larry will think we're never coming back.
Yeah, maybe that's not such a bad idea at that. Oh, well. Oh, waiter, bring me my check, please.
And backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway, where Larry is starring in a play, Larry's in his dressing room removing his makeup and glancing rather irritably at his wristwatch as Claudia Vincent watches him from the other side of the room.
What's the matter, Larry? Afraid she won't get back?
What? Who do you mean, Claudia?
Your wife, silly. Who else could I mean?
I wasn't even thinking about Mary.
Oh. You've looked at your wristwatch 15 times in the past 3 minutes. And I could tell when I appeared backstage you were disappointed because you hoped it would be Mary.
What nonsense. Mary's out visiting with Tom Bryson.
I know, dear. That's just the point.
Well, Tom's one of our oldest friends.
Oh, but... he's in love with Mary, isn't he?
In love with her? Of course not. Whatever gave you that idea?
Just the tone of her voice when she talked to him on the telephone this afternoon, and the way her face flushed with color.
No. You've got it all wrong.
All right, Larry. Perhaps I shouldn't have mentioned it. But I do think Mary's an amazing person.
Amazing? Why?
Because she's so very clever. When you first meet her, you think she's so shy and quiet. Just a pretty young woman who is all wrapped up in a home and a family.
Well, isn't she?
Yes, of course, darling. But under that quiet little mask, there's so much fire. No wonder she has men falling all over themselves to be near her. No wonder even Rupert Barlow, who's the most spoiled man I've ever encountered, is like a schoolboy where Mary's concerned.
Seems to me you're being rather absurd, Claudia. Letting your imagination run away with you.
Oh, now don't be cross with me, Larry. I'm not intending to criticize Mary in any way. I'm full of admiration. I only wish I had her way with people, particularly men.
I have an idea you don't do so badly.
Why, Larry, is that a compliment?
Could easily be, Claudia.
Do you mind my saying that about Mary and about Rupert? It's true, you know. I heard all about it from the servants in his house. Well, Rupert's simply mad about her. He's head over heels, and well, she's being so very clever about it all.
Now, that's ridiculous. Mary doesn't play with fire. And she isn't the least conniving.
Oh, my dear, how little you know. I suppose you think Mary drove over to Rupert Barlow's place, leaving us alone in the garden of your house, just to return a cigarette case she'd accidentally picked up.
Larry, hello. Well, aren't you ready yet? We thought you'd be all dressed, waiting for us.
Oh, hello, Tom. I won't be 5 minutes.
Hello, darling. How is the play tonight?
Pretty good. Have a nice time, honey?
Oh, yes. I practically talked poor Tom to death, but I enjoyed every minute of it. Oh, please forgive me, Claudia. You two haven't met, have you?
No.
This is... you're the famous playwright, aren't you, Mr. Bryson? Oh, I've heard of you so much. I'm just thrilled to meet you.
Miss Vincent, Mr. Bryson.
How do you do? Mary's been telling me about you.
Yes, I'm sure she has. But you mustn't believe everything she tells you. I'm really quite a simple person. I want so little, actually.
Well, I must say Mary's description of you is far more interesting and very flattering.
How would you know, since you've only just met me?
Well, I get to know people very quickly, Miss Vincent, and to see through many of them. Or you might call it a trick of my trade.
Larry, if you're not too tired tonight, I thought perhaps we four could go somewhere for coffee and a little talk.
No, I'm not tired. What about you, Claudia?
Whatever you say, Larry, I think would be delightful. But I don't want to impose upon your hospitality. I know that I've already strained that beyond reason.
Claudia Vincent glares at Tom Bryson, who smiles back, as Mary bustles about helping Larry. Somehow it looks as though this won't shape up as a very successful supper party. But be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, The story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.